This is Dabu 7. With the question arising, is this the main reason for war, especially what we're seeing in Syria right now? It looks like Syria has fallen. Rebel leaders taking control of Damascus, announcing al-Assad regime has fallen. Assad apparently fleeing the country. This new leader taking the stage. And they're saying that he is a former al-Qaeda leader, which is all backed by the West. And I just can't understand how some people out there can't see it unless you're glued to your mainstream establishment TV that's feeding you rhetoric that you're consuming constantly. You cannot see that Israel, Turkey, and the United States back these so-called rebels on the ground every step of the way. You know, Trump's over here tweeting out this and that we should stay out of it, but yet we've got troops that are in there. And they're obviously backing this side, because on the other side is Assad, Russia, and, you know, the enemy as it is out here on the world stage. We're definitely not sitting on that side. So it's rather obvious. This pipeline becomes key to all this, if you ask me, because this is what they've wanted to do for a long time, is get this pipeline running up through Saudi Arabia that will cut through Syria. Right here, through Turkey, which is in on this, and then into Europe. And Turkey will get, you know, huge compensation for letting it go through their country. And this will be big for everyone that is in control of this region. They can then feed this area with energy. And you already know the West has bombed the Nord Stream pipeline, the one coming from Russia down into the area to feed Europe. So it's effectively trying to sever that line, and it will set up this new route. This is the proposed route right here for this pipeline. And it could never go down, never happen, unless they had control of this region. Now, they're saying Assad has vanished. There was what seems to be false reports that they're floating around, that a plane went down that could have had him in it. That's a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. There was no confirmations on none of that. It looks like he's in hiding. And it looks like he has negotiated to hand over power of the country. And this other guy's walked right in. Erdogan of Turkey knew as much and said as much openly. So this is a massive operation that went down rather quickly. And in terms of Damascus, you see Israel now pounding positions in there of whoever's left. So when the questions arise, like, who's going to be responsible for leveling Damascus in the end? Well, it could be retaliation for everything that we're seeing go down right now. Anyhow, this is the latest. Join me on the live stream where I break this down in greater detail. Going live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. Much love, y'all.